This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday that Russia's call for a Christmas ceasefire had been deceptive because during that time shells had hit the city of Bakhmut. Reuters news service confirmed that there was shelling in the streets of Bakhmut. It could not confirm who was responsible for the shelling. On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered a 36-hour ceasefire for Orthodox Christmas celebrations. Thousands of Israelis are protesting plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government that opponents say threaten democracy and freedoms. The protesters gathered in the central city of Tel Aviv on Saturday evening, days after the most right-wing and religiously conservative government in the country's 74-year history was sworn in. Here's protester Shlomo Harel.
This is a civil reaction, a civilian reaction to what already we are going to see, and I'm sure that this demonstrations will grow and grow and grow, and at the end will oust this government.
The protest was led by left-wing and Arab members of the Israeli parliament. They say plans by the new cabinet will hinder judicial systems and widen societal gaps. U.S. President Joe Biden will arrive Sunday in El Paso for his first politically thorny visit to the southern border of the United States with Mexico. Migrant advocates there describe an increasing climate of fear since the president last week announced new immigration restrictions. Cubans, Nicaraguans, Haitians, and Venezuelans will be expelled to Mexico.